As we're following the crisis in Haiti, the question of foreign intervention still looms over that nation. Amid a cholera outbreak and dangerous levels of gang violence, Haitians are desperate for an end to these conditions. But who should provide relief? Junior Arbel Agusma was protesting against any invasion yesterday.
We don't need the UN. We don't need the international community. This is a Haitian problem. We can solve it by ourselves. And the guns and the ammo that were sold to destroy life here, we didn't buy them. We don't grow them here. They come from the US, and they know they created the problem. The ones who created the problem cannot be part of the solution.
NPR's Ada Peralta is in Port-au-Prince. Thanks for being with us, Ada.
Thank you, Celeste.
So what have you seen in the capital city since you arrived there?
I mean, look, things are dire here. We are entering into the sixth week of a fuel blockade by armed gangs here. It means they're not allowing fuel trucks to go into the big fuel depot here. And that has affected everything, from the little things like trash not getting picked up. So it's just piling on the streets and it's clogging up canals and flooding neighborhoods, to banks, which are pretty much are closed most days. So when they do open, there's huge lines. And it means that the price of everything has gone up. The price of onions has like tripled. The price of potatoes has doubled. So for people who were already in a bad situation, this is just making things worse.
So there have been some pretty alarming reports coming out of Haiti. Just how bad is the violence there?
It's also as bad as you can imagine. I'll give you an example. Just outside Cité Soleil, which is one of the worst affected neighborhoods, people have been leaving in droves, and they're going to this park, this public park called Hugo Chavez Square. And it looks like the refugee camps I've seen in other parts of the world when there is war. And what they are describing is an out-of-control situation, a situation where they say they are dodging bullets from the fighting between gangs, a situation in which they say that when a new gang moves into the territory, they will burn houses, they will kill people indiscriminately. And, you know, I spoke to people who say that they've lost loved ones. And, you know, it's obviously making it really difficult for people to find food and to find safe places. And there is a massive cholera outbreak. It's making it difficult for them to find help for cholera. I mean, some of the little kids that we saw at this camp were severely malnourished. You know, we met one mother with her two-year-old who just looked tiny. He was so skinny that you could see the bones through his skin. And she didn't know what to do. She didn't know where to turn to, because we also at that camp saw no one helping. We saw we did not see the government. We did not see NGOs. And what people told me is that they felt abandoned. And today, this violence affected the journalism fraternity. One of the most prominent Haitian journalists survived an assassination attempt. Robertson Alphonse is known in Haiti for being a sharp critic of the government and for drawing a connection between public officials and criminal gangs. And this morning, not far from where I am now, actually, gunmen opened fire at his car. He was hit multiple times, and according to his friends, he was taken to the hospital, but he's in stable condition now.
We have about a minute left, and I have to get to this question of intervention, not only by the U.S., but by the U.N. and other international groups, military or otherwise. We heard an opinion a moment ago saying, we don't need you. But what do the people you've spoken to want?
I think heard at the top here. You know, they believe a lot of Haitians here believe this is a bad idea because this is a country with a long history of international interventions, and they've never really changed things fundamentally. And a lot of
It appears that we have lost NPR's Eder Peralta. He joined us live from Port-au-Prince, and we thank him for his reporting.